This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Sarah D'Elia. Yesterday, a list of 78 schools in Alabama designated as failing under the Alabama Accountability Act were released. Birmingham had the most schools on the list than any other location in the state. Here to explain what this list means for Alabama schools is Kyle Whitmire. He's a political reporter with AL.com and the Birmingham News. He joins us now. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
First off, Kyle, what defines a failing school?
Well, the standard that they set is in the legislation is that of the last 6 years, schools that have fallen beneath the sixth percentile, that bottom 6%, three of those last 6 years, that's a failing school. Some people say that's fair. Others, including Superintendent Craig Witherspoon and State Superintendent Tommy Bice, say that really shortchanges some schools and is sort of a failure of a label.
You bring up a great point. State School Superintendent Tommy Bice has been very vocal against the list and says that it's unfair to some schools that are showing improvement. What's his role with this list? Can he add schools? Can he take them off?
I'm sure he could add schools if he wanted to, but he can't take them away. And, you know, the problem here is you have schools. Brighton Middle School, which is in the Jefferson County school system, is a great example. You know, here's a school that several years ago was doing very poorly and has been making steady progress and really for the last 3 years has not been in that failing category. What that does for that school is, you know, the superintendent in Jefferson County says, you know, how do you go to them and say that you're a failing school when in reality you just successfully turned around?
Well, what's next for students who are zoned for a failing school? I mean, there's a tax credit that some people will be able to take advantage of, but is it really helpful in the long run?
First thing is there's a very short clock right now. Mm-hmm. They have about 6 weeks for parents to figure out, one, do they want to keep their children in these schools? If not, where do they want them to go? Do they have room to take them there? If it's in a public school, if it's a private school, will they admit them? They have to get the school to give them a certificate that says, yes, we will take you. They have to take that back to the school where they are, show that to them. That's a lot of stuff to do in 6 weeks. You know, it might be that there's such a short clock on this that this does not have a huge impact this year.
It's not a big surprise that some of the lower income schools have made the list, but a lot of middle schools have been on the list, which may come as a surprise to some people. Why exactly is that?
It's unclear right now, but it's definitely there's definitely an overrepresentation of middle schools on this list. I think of all the schools in Birmingham, I think all but two or three of them were middle schools. Both the Jefferson County schools that are on the list were one was a middle school. The other had, I think, 7th, 8th grade students in a 8th or a 7th through 12 program. You know, I talked to Jefferson County superintendent about that. He said they're tested differently, and that could account for why there's so many on the list.
And finally, slightly off topic, but I want to ask you before you leave today. Last week, Birmingham received the title of an All-American City, and Mayor William Bell was really excited to share the news with City Council yesterday. But some members weren't as excited as he was. Council President Roderick Royal and Mayor Bell seemed to be butting heads, to say it lightly.
Well, this is something that's been going on for a long time. When William Bell was first on the Birmingham City Council, Roderick Royal was his council assistant. They went their separate ways. William Bell lost an election. Roderick Royal won an election, got on the city council. William Bell comes back. They butt heads then. At one point, William Bell calls Roderick Royal that little twerp. Then William Bell comes back as mayor. And, you know, this has been sort of on low boil for a long time. And, you know, Roderick Royal said he's not running for re-election in the fall, and maybe he's just trying to get this out of his system before he leaves.
Kyle Whitmire is a political reporter for AL.com and the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.